Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's up north camping. I'm Matt Rothschild, guest hosting along with Angela Lang. And we have a great guest right now, Representative Jenna Jacobson, who's running against Howard Markline in an attempt to flip the state Senate and make it more responsive. Angela, you've got a question for the representative.
Yeah, we've been talking about, you know, I think in this political landscape, it says a lot who's a D and who's an R, right? But I want to kind of dig a little bit more into like specific issues that like Wisconsinites care about. So if you could talk to us, you know, say you're successful, you're already in the assembly, right? But you kind of make the switch to Senate, you know, a little bit of a different landscape. What are some of the main priorities you have and some of the things you want to get started to work on in day one in the Senate?
Well, we've been talking a lot about education funding and how we can support our rural schools. And that obviously is a huge issue across the district, but I'd expand that to how we're supporting our rural communities in general. So the schools that are in those rural communities, what the state is investing as far as broadband is concerned. I know we're slated to get all this money from the federal government, but the state really hasn't put in a lot of money of our own to make sure that we can really reach that last mile on broadband across the state. So I'd like to see us doing more on that front and just thinking really about, you know, what are our rural communities needing in order to thrive? Because I think that is a huge piece of the conversation that we haven't been talking about. So that's schools, that's broadband, we talked about local control a little bit more, making sure that they can be responsive to their constituents. And so kicking off those initiatives right away, more than what we've been talking about in the assembly, I think is going to be an exciting piece of that. I also worked quite a bit on housing affordability in Oregon, where I live, when I was on the village board. So talking about, you know, what does housing affordability look like? Every community is different. Their needs are different. Housing isn't just tax credit housing, but apartment, you know, multifamily housing, but you need different styles of single family housing. You need owner and renter occupied. You need so many different types of housing, and we need housing all over the state. So really having that open conversation about what are the policies that are inhibiting that housing growth, and then what we can be doing in our rural, urban and suburban settings to make sure that communities can build the housing that their particular community needs, and not trying to look at this one size fits all type of perspective when it comes to housing. So that's another huge issue. And we did talk about local control more in our rural communities. So I don't want to belabor that point, but I really think when you look at the landscape of this district, you know, you have larger communities like Platteville, you have smaller communities like Barneveld, where I used to live, and each one of those communities has a different need. I think water quality and environment is a huge part of this area. Agriculture is a huge issue in this district. Obviously, it's a main economic driver of our state and our rural heritage, America's dairy land, right? But that intersection of agriculture and our environment and how they work together to not only continue to feed Wisconsinites and folks around our country, but also preserve and protect our natural resources. Because there's a lot of things that we've been doing at the state level to have those two areas kind of converge in some really positive ways. The thinking of the farmer-led watershed protection program, for example. And so what can we do to enhance those programs, expand those programs, make sure that everybody has access to clean, safe drinking water, make sure that this area also has a large number of state natural parks. And so something like the Knowles Nelson, making sure that we're reinvigorating that program, giving it the attention it deserves so it can continue to protect our natural resources. Yeah, that's a longer list probably than you asked, but there's so much to do.
No, that's helpful. I think it does really just underscore a lot of what you want to get busy to do on day one. But also what's interesting is that I've heard a lot of things. You know, you really mentioned rural communities, which is great. But I also hear a lot of the same things that impact, you know, places in Milwaukee where I'm from. And I think there's, you know, for anyone listening, I just kind of want to underscore that point that, like, no matter where you are, if you live in Wisconsin, there are some similarities. And I think oftentimes we're often left with this urban and rural divide, but we also have challenges with housing and healthcare and all of these things too. So I just wanted to highlight that a little bit more too.
And I'm so glad you did, because that is when I'm talking, you know, my district doesn't necessarily have a lot of urban areas, but when I'm talking with my counterparts in the Assembly and the Senate, that is part of our conversation is we all need access to broadband. We all need access to quality, affordable housing and healthcare and good public schools. And maybe how we solve the issues as far as access to those things might be a little bit different. The end result is the same, is that every Wisconsinite wants access to those things.
Yeah, I mean, we all need a place to live. We all need rent that's affordable or a mortgage that's affordable. And there's almost nowhere in Wisconsin where it is. Right. And it's time we solve this at the policy level. And so I'm glad you're paying attention to that. Our guest has been Representative Jenna Jacobson, who announced just in the last 10 days or so that she's running against Howard Markline in southwestern Wisconsin in a flippable district now that there are fair maps. So I wish you all the best. How can people contact you or support you if they have an inkling to do so?
Yeah, so jennaforwisconsin.com is my web address. My email is there if you want to contact me with follow-up questions. Information about myself is on there, and I encourage you all to visit it and let me know if you have further questions.
That's Jenna for Wisconsin. That's J-E-N-N-A. Good luck on the campaign trail, and thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
We'll be right back in the Maggie Dawn Show, welcoming your calls at 855-752-4842. Please stay tuned. We got a poem and some bird song coming up.